Wednesday, November 23rd, our Thanksgiving edition of Open Mac. And you know, you told me you were going to bring turkey and stuffing and stuff, and there's nothing here. I'm a little disappointed, but you know, we'll fight through and we'll get through Open Mac. And two victories to end the year. A very convincing afternoon in Smithfield, Rhode Island. From what I hear, Tommy Meade was sending me text messages saying the two words he used in the second half were complete domination. Was it good to see the running attack? And I mean, you have to be pleased with the last 2 weeks.
Tom, no doubt, and it was. And it's the way it was supposed to be. That's where our approach to how we built this thing has been pretty much the same. We win by running the football. We kind of lost our way there early on. And then we found our way, and we got a couple 200-yard games, and then we just could not connect with the little things. The last 2 weeks is how I saw it. Almost 500 yards of offense each game. We were not great on defense, but above average. Great second half defenses in both games. A lot of three and outs, and we won the games. And that's got to be our recipe moving forward.
At 2-7, these guys could have packed it in. Could have said, you know, well, we're out of it. We're done. You know, we'll just play these last few weeks and we'll move on and finish the semester. But they didn't. And put together probably the two most complete games of the season. You know, Gunnar had a great 2 weeks. And it's really 3 weeks because there's a bye week in there. But, you know, Chris Tolbert and Brian Fowler and that offensive line offensively. And then when you look at the defensive side of the ball, three interceptions at Bryant, you know, and they could have packed it in. And, you know, we talk about developing young men and character and, you know, fortitude and those kind of things. Talk about what you saw in them those last couple weeks, because like I said, they could have at 2-7 they could have packed it in.
I saw character. I knew going to St. Francis that we were the better football team. On that particular Saturday, we were not. I never perceived there'd be 5 inches of snow on the field, and I knew this team had character. I never once, with our approach, when I watched practice, left that practice field, a beautiful Root Field, and said, we are just god-awful. And so what I'm getting at is this, is the fact that I always felt like this team could do this and they would do this. It reminds me a lot of the team in 2008. We had lost two tough games to Robert Morris and Monmouth. We were out of it. We came back home, had senior day at St. Francis, beat them, went to Sacred Heart, beat them, a lot like we just beat Bryant, kind of destroyed them. And then we went on for better things. And that's what I really think this group of 14 seniors have done, is they made a pathway for us for our future.
The All-Conference Awards and all that is scheduled to come out today. Again, today's Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. And we'll see where the Blue Devils fit in that equation. Likely, in my mind, and maybe in your mind too, the Coach of the Year probably Bob Ford at Albany for what they've done. And you talk about, you know, really the dean of coaches in this league. He's taken that program. He's the only coach in the country to take a program from club to 3-2-1. And now they take another step and go to the FCS playoffs. And they play at Stony Brook, which for them and the league is, you know, it's an opportunity to get a W in the playoffs.
No doubt. And talking about Bob Ford, past AFCA, American Football Coaches Association president, wonderful man, and he deserves all the credit in the world what he's done up there at Albany. His student athletes compete at a high level. It's always fun to play against them, and it's good stuff. Obviously, this is a big game, NEC versus the Big South at Stony Brook.
And a former member of the NEC. Yeah.
The only thing I can, you know, can say is that I am rooting like heck for Albany. I'm out there, I'm going to say it. I think Chuck Fiore's done a great job at Stony Brook. He's a wonderful football coach. And I think he's an Albany grad and
he
played for Bob Ford.
Yes.
So there's got to be some stuff there that's really deep. But Coach Ford is a tremendous man. And let's root for the NEC this week. It'll be big for our AQ for down the road. And let's go Albany.
On tap next for the Blue Devils will be our annual banquet. It'll happen in December, and talk a little bit about that.
December 11th at 5 o'clock at Alumni Hall at the Student Union, Student Center. We're going to have our sixth consecutive banquet, which I'm very proud of. They've had banquets in the past, but we've kind of made it tradition. Like UConn has a tradition banquet, Yale has a tradition banquet, Harvard has a tradition banquet. We've tried to take that here, and that recipe has worked. It's honor our past, present, and future. We basically honor our 14 seniors. It's an hour and a half. We've got calls out to a lot of people for Master of Ceremonies. There's rumors that this famous guy may be coming in from West Hartford to do this, and it's not Mike Golic. And we're excited about it, and it's a great time. So please, if you're out there in Blue Devil Nation, and if you're around on Sunday, December 11th at 5 o'clock, right here at 1615 Stanley Street, we're going to honor our 14 seniors. It's a wonderful night. It's beautiful. It's an hour and a half in out, great food, and fire up.
In order to go, someone would have to do what?
They would have to call 860-832-3064. That's the office phone number right out front here. And they can pay at the door, but just let us know so we have a head count. We'll have it online if they keep checking our webpage. We'll have it online.
I guess they will now. We'll have to online
where they can go through Cindy Kerr, Chris Galligan, all those people that we'll be able to assert it that way and get it paid online. But that's how we're going to do it. Just kind of blue collar and get ready to go on December 11th.
All right, December 11th, the postseason banquet to celebrate, as you mentioned, the past, the present, and the future, and really honor those 14 members of the senior class who leave with a couple of rings and something to really be proud of in a program that they've helped build, develop, and sustain during their 4 or 5 years here in New Britain. So really a group of 14 guys that we're all very proud of, and they'll get their frame jersey that day, and I think something like that is something to look forward to. Whether they, you know, I know they get the dinner and those kind of things, but you know they can't wait to walk in that room and see their frame jersey sitting up there in the front of the room. So certainly something to look forward to on that day. Well, I say thank you for another season of Open Mac. We'll be back in the springtime, and it's, I know it's a pleasure to sit down each and every week, and we actually have some listeners, because when we don't do it, the emails have come in and say, when's Open Mac? When's Open Mac? When's Open Mac? So I know a lot of people listen to it. I know you're very busy, and I appreciate the time. We've been doing it for 5 years now. I took a year off there, and let me let Jason Strons do it for a year. But we've been doing it for 5 years. It's been tremendously successful, and I thank you for sitting down with us each and every week.
Tommy Fireup, you are absolutely the best, and we appreciate Mr. Bruce Beal and Mark Robbins when they do our games on the radio as our media stars. I always look forward to you, and Tommy Green's there, we average 42 points. But, hey, Fireup, happy Thanksgiving.
All right, Coach, thank you.